It's with the red thing. It's on. So just, and this is a microphone.
Oh, we need to replace this bulb. I forgot. No, you need that light on.
Hi. You need to hold it kind of similar, kind of near my face, and not move around much. Pick up.
Okay.
No.
This is Kelly's blessing for her year of school, and
Right here, stand up.
This is. This is Kelly's blessing for her year of second grade.
Callie Louise Johnson, by the authority of the Melchizedek priesthood which I hold, I lay my hands on your head and give you a father's blessing. Callie, at the start of this school year, your Heavenly Father wants you to know how much He loves you, as do your parents. They have a tremendous love for you and respect for your abilities and potential and how much you've grown and progressed already. You have so much life ahead of you. There will be many challenges, opportunities, but through your good nature and your good spirit and your fun way of doing things, you will get through them and you will find a mate and you will have a very happy life. Callie, we bless you with the skills you'll need in your classes, your math classes, your writing classes, and your reading classes. We bless you with diligence, that you'll study hard, that you'll be a good example to your friends and peers in class, that you'll be supportive of your teacher, and that the things that she communicates in class will sink in into your mind and you'll understand them. Callie, we bless you with safety, that you'll be mindful of your sisters and help them make good decisions and stay safe, especially as you ride your bike in the streets. And these things I say in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Now
is it my
turn? Okay. Okay, now it's Lucy's turn to have a blessing for her first year of kindergarten.
Okay, come on.
Ooh.
Lucy Grace Johnson. By the authority of the Melchizedek priesthood which I hold, I lay my hands on your head and give you a father's blessing of comfort and counsel. And Lucy, your Heavenly Father is so pleased that you are entering kindergarten, that you've done so many good things to prepare, from the classes at home, to your reading lessons, to your preschool, to listening to your sisters. You have taken many great steps forward in this lifelong journey of learning. Bless you with patience and courage, that you will not be afraid as you go into school, that you can know and remember your way around and remember where you're supposed to be, and that you will enjoy your teacher and like your teacher. Bless you, Callie, bless you, Lucy, that you will be helpful to your mother at home as well in caring for the baby, that you will be able to keep the baby safe, and that you'll grow into a strong young woman who has a good understanding of values and knows where she wants to go and be in life. Lucy, you have a tremendous spirit and a great heart and love for those around you, and pray that you will always keep this spirit to your, that this uniqueness about yourself, that you will not listen to other children who may want to lead you astray, but that you can draw strength from within and stay close to your Heavenly Father in the Spirit as you make decisions throughout your life. And this I say in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
No, I want to hold it while Avery does.
Okay, so just point it to Dad.
Just don't touch the red button.
So what do I do?
The microphones are right here, so just aim it kind of right there.
So do I say, now Avery?
Sure.
And now Avery will have her father's blessing.
I'm going into sixth grade.
Okay. Okay, stand right there. Okay. Avery Daniil Johnson, by the authority of the Melchizedek priesthood which I hold, I lay my hands on your head. Give you a father's blessing of comfort and counsel to guide and direct you as you begin the school year. Avery, this is a new opportunities. You'll have new friends and new experiences this year and many new things, both around you, with your body, with your classes, with your mind. And as you grow and progress into a young woman, I bless you with strength to remember your values, that you will always make good decisions even when you're not in proximity to your parents, that you will choose the right, especially if pressured by friends to make decisions that, that you know aren't the right ones. Avery, we bless you with strength as you swim, that you won't be exhausted, that you can continue your creative endeavors to write your book and to read the books that you want to read and learn all the different things about the world and its beauty that interest you and that you're curious about. Avery, I bless you that you'll be kind to your teacher, that you will learn to that you will learn many things from her, that you will respect her and grow through the experiences you have this year. Avery, I also bless you that you'll be safe as you ride your bike, as you travel in the car, that you will be able to enjoy life and all the things that it has to offer. You're a smart and capable young woman, and you have so much to offer those around you. Remember who you are. Remember and have confidence in yourself, and you'll grow and you'll become just the person that you want to be, and help many others along the way become who they want to be as well. And this I say in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
No, yeah. Mom.
No, Mom doesn't get one.
Why not?
Unless Mom wants one.
You are on, don't you?
What?